Venezuela, many are calling the recent elections fraud.
The country's electoral authority, or CNE, said Maduro had won a third six-year term with 51% of the vote. The election authority said González won 44%. But opposition leader Maria Corina Machado said González had secured 70% of the vote and that multiple independent exit polls and quick counts decisively showed his victory.
Multiple research firms had exit polls showing González getting over 60% of the vote.
As for poll data, González has a staggering support of almost 60% of the voters, while Maduro has just under 13% voters in his favor.
The current leadership is not popular, and the people took to the streets. There is video of people getting shot by government troops. There are videos that show the police taking off uniforms and standing with the people. Videos of the National Guard standing with the people. In America, where the desensitized see everything on the media as fake, there are theories that the uprising in Venezuela is staged. But no matter, without a fair election, America is looking at a very similar outcome this November. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
All right, we are now live inside the InfoWars World Headquarters in Austin, Texas, for this Thursday, August 1st, 2024 transmission. Yes, it is officially August 2024, and we now have 96 days. We now have 96 days until the presidential election. All right, quickly, we got news on the Trump assassination attempt and new video. We got some big breaking news out of Washington, D.C., with some prisoner deals, and then the 9/11 terrorists getting released or getting a plea deal. And then they have begun the process to nominate Kamala Harris for president. That process has now officially begun.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere. From all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents, radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
In the darkness of censorship, Owen Schroyer is the light. This is the War Room. Watch it live right now at AmericanElection.news.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is August 1st, 2024, and as we told you, the Democrats have to nominate their candidate in order to be on the ballot in multiple states. And so the virtual nomination of Kamala has officially began. Now, who knows the chaos that could still ensue at the DNC in Chicago. But this is what's happening today. DNC kicks off virtual roll call vote to formally nominate Kamala Harris for president. The Democrat Party began the formal vote to nominate Vice President Kamala Harris for president today, kicking off a virtual roll call that will cement her status as the party's standard bearer heading into November. Zero votes, by the way. There's something Kamala and I have in common. We both received zero votes to be the nominee. The Democrat National Committee opened the vote to delegates who will decide the party's nominee at 9 a.m. Delegates are emailed a personalized and watermarked form, and they can either send the form back or have the DNC call them to cast their vote. Ballots are being sent on a rolling basis, and the process is expected to take several days, with the voting window closing at 6 p.m. August 5th. So that'll be next week. And again, they have to reach a deadline to get on the ballot in in Nevada and in Ohio and in Wisconsin. So they have to do all of this before the actual convention later this month. The DNC said it will share the full results of the roll call after it is completed, but it's unclear whether they will make an announcement when Harris passes the threshold needed to secure a majority of 1,976 delegates. Now, publicly, they've claimed support for Harris so that she would have enough delegates. I have no reason to believe that they would change their public statements and then their vote here, but I suppose we'll find out. The outcome of the vote is not in doubt, given that Harris has the support and endorsement of nearly all the pledged Democrat delegates. You know, for the people that voted for Joe Biden, we're protecting democracy by nominating a woman who didn't get a single vote. Ah, and here it is. Harris is slated to make history as the first black woman to be nominated for president in U.S. history. She quickly solidified her support after President Biden announced he was dropping out of the race on July 21st, and no other candidate emerged to challenge her candidacy in the wake of the president's decision. Oh, no one else. Nope. There was no challenge. There were Marianne Williamson, Dean Phillips, RFK Jr. were not in a race. They didn't challenge Biden. Kamala Harris was not even in the race. She was not even in the race. And then Biden got the votes. Everybody dropped out. They rigged it against RFK, so he went independent. And then the Democrat Party, that doesn't believe in democracy, selected Kamala Harris. And they act like, oh, there was, oh, yeah, everybody agrees it should be Kamala. She ran unopposed. She didn't even run. She didn't even run. So the party that's protecting democracy is set in the next 5 days to nominate their candidate who didn't even run a campaign and did not even receive a single vote. How does it feel if they do, virtually nominate Kamala? I mean, I would say that pretty much shures it. It's going to be Harris. Pretty much assures it. I don't even think they could do a contested convention at that point. If they've already done it, so the convention just becomes ceremonious at that point, and this is the coronation. So it looks like they're going to move forward with Harris. We shall see. We will be monitoring, but the process has began, and this is what communists always do. They don't believe in democracy. They don't believe in democracy. And now you're watching the propaganda rewrite Kamala Harris, rewrite her history, rewrite her story. How long is it going to be before they memory hole all the stories from the last 5 years, really? The hit pieces on Kamala Harris in the 2020 race, where she dropped out. She was the first to drop out. She was polling at 0%. How quickly are they going to erase the hit pieces talking about her and her time as a corrupt attorney in California who didn't even pass the bar exam, by the way? Did not even pass the bar exam. And was put into high positions by Willie Brown, who was her boyfriend when she was 29 and he was 60 years old, and she was driving around in a brand new BMW that he purchased for her. And then she got local attorney positions and then state attorney positions. Never even passed the bar exam, folks. Kamala Harris never even passed the bar exam. And by the way, Trump said that at the National Association of Black Journalists conference yesterday, and the media immediately started attacking him. How dare Trump say Harris didn't pass the bar exam? She didn't. And even the left-wing fact-checking groups out there fact-checked Donald Trump. Did Harris pass the bar exam? Fact-check. No, she did not. So this is a lawyer that never passed the bar exam. This is a presidential nominee that never got a single vote, didn't have to run a race. But see, this is why the diversity movement is so dangerous. Yeah, we can sit here and look at Kamala Harris and focus on how dangerous she is as an individual. But here's what happens. You make a diversity hire to fill a quota, or you make a diversity hire to make yourself look good for whatever reasons, political reasons. And then what ends up happening is that diversity hire, who was not hired because they were qualified, was not hired because of their abilities, was simply hired because of their sexual orientation or because of their skin color. And then all of a sudden, a couple things happen, And that diversity hire ends up running the company. And now you're screwed. And so that's where we're at now. The diversity hire of Kamala Harris is now running for president. And all she ever was a diversity hire. Don't believe me? Here's Joe Biden. Joe Biden said it himself. You don't have to listen to us. Here's Joe Biden. He said it in clip 9.
To me, the values of diversity, equality, inclusion are literally, and that's not kidding, the core strengths of America. That's why I'm proud to have the most diverse administration in history. It taps into the full talents of our country. And it starts at the top with the vice president.
Oh. And don't forget, Joe Biden said, as a campaign promise, he would have a female vice president, a woman of color for vice president. And he said the same thing about his Supreme Court justice. So that was their whole thing, was it was going to be about diversity. Kamala Harris is literally a diversity hire. And now, without having to run a campaign or get a single vote, she is going to be the nominee for the Democrat Party. Now, it's imperative for the future of this country she does not become president. And I'm not so scared of Kamala Harris with all the hype that they're drumming up, which is all propaganda. It's not about that. I'm scared that Republicans aren't making enough effort to get out the vote and register voters. I'm scared that the Republican efforts to assure that the votes are counted legally, lawfully, and only legal votes of U.S. citizens that are alive are counted legally and lawfully. That's my big concern. So it could be Kamala Harris on the ballot. It could be Joe Biden, Michelle Obama, Hillary Clinton. It doesn't matter. We're up against the same monster. And that is the corporate propaganda and election fraud. That's the monster we're up against when it comes to winning an election. Now, the monster we're up against of Kamala Harris is far left radical policies and agendas. But really an empty suit, an empty head, where the policies and the agendas are all to cater to extreme left-wing ideologies and logic, and will destroy this country in ways we can't even imagine. You think it was bad for Joe Biden? Wait till you see how radical Kamala Harris will be. And I think part of the reason why Obama didn't want to endorse Kamala, and I think part of the reason why, you know, they say, and Seymour Hersh and others have reported, that basically it all went down, and Biden's last middle finger to Barack Obama was, I'm going to endorse Kamala Harris, because Obama didn't want Kamala Harris. And I think the reason why Obama doesn't want Kamala Harris is because he can't control Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris, if she becomes president, will feel herself and abandon anybody else trying to tell her what to do. And she'll go full radical at that point. She might as well be the real leader of the squad, as it's called. But I would say that's it. If they do this virtual nomination and she gets the delegates, which is expected she will, I don't think they can replace her anymore, folks. I think that's it. I think that would be it. So I would say, because I've had my doubts that they'll even move forward with Kamala, but I would say whenever they announce that she has the delegates, that's probably it. I don't see how they replace her after that. You know, short of, let's say, a medical emergency. So that would be that. They would be moving forward with Kamala Harris. Now, again, I don't think the popularity is really there. And I've got more evidence to prove it today. And so they want to do this thing where if you're white and you don't vote for Kamala, you're racist. And if you're black and you don't vote for Kamala, you're a race traitor. But it's not really working. It's not really working. You have, you certainly have your segment of voters who will only vote for her because she's a woman. You certainly have a segment of voters that will only vote for her because she's quote-unquote black. Now, the irony of that is there will be more white people voting for her. There will be more white liberals voting for Kamala Harris because they're told she's black than actual black people. In fact, I think black Americans are probably less a fan of Kamala Harris, black liberals even, than white liberals. White liberals love this idea of voting for a black woman. They just cannot get over it. Oh my gosh. They're just drooling. They cannot wait. They're so excited. They're so virtuous. They can't wait to be the social justice warrior that votes for a black woman. And then they're going to smell their own fumes and think about how great they are. They're going to sit in that booth and vote for a black woman and just take a deep breath and say, wow, I'm amazing. I'm awesome. I'm the greatest person alive. I voted for a black woman. Nothing can touch me. Nothing can stop me. I need an award. The smugness will be so thick you can cut it with a knife. I don't think it's working on black Americans, though. And I got plenty of evidence to back that up. Plenty. Now, look, the Kamala Harris birth certificate is going around. And there's all kinds of issues being raised. Like, is she even eligible? Because neither of her parents were citizens at the time. And then on her birth certificate, nowhere on her birth certificate does it say black or African American. It says actually Caucasian and Jamaican. So there you got that. I don't really know if that makes a difference or not. Although, you know, to the white liberals out there, it says Caucasian right there on her birth certificate. That might be a problem. You don't want to vote for a Caucasian now, right? I mean, certainly you white liberals would not want to vote for a Caucasian in this election cycle. Tariq Nasheed. Now, when Tariq Nasheed, who is certainly not a conservative or a right winger or a Trump supporter, probably best to describe him even as a black supremacist, when he's coming out and making fun of this identity selection, it ain't selling. Tariq Nasheed. Here's an old story on Kamala Harris where she was almost being portrayed as the next Gandhi. We'll play the clip. Where were all the collard greens, hot sauce, and Tupac then? When did the performative blackness start? Pretty good way to put it, I'd say. The performative blackness, just like she did in Atlanta this week with Meg Thee Stallion and her newfound Ebonics broken accent. So again, when a black supremacist who's definitely not a right winger is calling out the performative blackness, I think we'll go with that, of Kamala Harris, you know it ain't selling. But here's that CNN report. Do you think CNN, I think CNN should re-air this report. What do you guys think? I think CNN should bring this report back from the archives and roll it now as part of Kamala Harris's presidential campaign in clip 15.
My mother, who raised me and my sister, was a proud woman. She was a brown woman. She was a woman with a heavy accent.
And her mother, Shyamala Gopalan, was also the biggest influence in Kamala Harris's life.
The answer is absolutely yes.
After the big announcement, Harris's sister wrote in a Twitter post, "You can't know who Kamala Harris is without knowing who our mother was." In 1958, a precocious 19-year-old Indian, Gopalan traveled thousands of miles from her home and family to pursue a doctorate in nutrition and endocrinology in America. She soon became an active civil rights crusader while studying at UC Berkeley.
But once she went there, she almost felt free. And she took part in politics. She used to bring whole series of literature, leftist literature from Karl Popper. He was a great philosopher.
In her book, Harris says, "There is no title or honor on earth I'll treasure more than to say I am Shyamala Gopalan Harris's daughter." Harris's visits to India with her mother kept her connected to her roots. Her grandfather, who had strong views on humanitarian issues, worked closely with officials to reallocate refugees. Their conversations had a strong influence on her.
Those walks along the beach in India really planted something in my mind and created a commitment in me before I even realized it. It has led me to where I am today.
Harris's maternal uncle, Gopalan Balachandran, who lives in Delhi, tells us how the senator turns to her amma, which means mother in Tamil, for guidance even after her death.
I don't have to tell her, make your mother proud. She said, "What are you telling me? Everything that I do, I ask myself, would Amma approve of this?"
Kamala in Hindi means lotus flower and is an important symbol in Indian culture, rooted deep in the bottom of the river. Very similar to Harris's Indian identity, which she wears on her sleeve. There's no doubt that the primary source of learning for Senator Harris was from her mother's experiences and the conversations that she had with her maternal grandfather when she visited India, which was very often accompanying her mother, or when the grandparents would visit them in America. Back to you, Rosemary.
So when Democrats need the Indian-American vote, Kamala Harris is Indian. When Democrats need the Black American vote, Kamala Harris is Black. What will Kamala Harris be next? You know, I'm going to go out on a limb here for a second. This might be reaching, but I couldn't help myself. The thought crossed my mind today. You know, we never found out whose cocaine that was at the White House. Whose cocaine was that at the White House? I'm just curious, you know, because there's certain names that didn't really get mentioned in that conversation. And, you know, Kamala is known to speak nonsense, get hyped up and cackle like a hyena, and then speak complete gibberish. Whose cocaine was that at the White House? We never found out. I don't know why I bring that up in this coverage, but even Tariq Nasheed has to admit now that Trump, as he said, cooked at the National Association of Black Journalists yesterday, of which he is a member himself, a lifetime member. And he says the NABG sat up there and got cooked by Trump today by trying to act like shills for the Democrats. So if Tariq Nasheed is coming out against this propaganda, folks, I'm telling you, it ain't selling to Blacks.
Take a look at what happened.
On July 13th, 2024, the deep state took a shot not just at Donald Trump, but at America and our republic. But by the grace of God, God's hand was on Donald Trump, and by just millimeters, he survived. Ladies and gentlemen, the deep state, Google, all the big tech companies other than X have been trying to suppress this image. They've been trying to suppress everything about the assassination. But it is so important that we support President Trump and we support the InfoWar that defends and support Trump by getting this iconic shirt. It takes that incredible fight, fight, fight image, and it says never surrender. Under it and on the back, it says the answer to 1984 is 1776 with my signature. Now, this is brought to you by one of the top Patriot apparel makers in America, and they partner with us, and they print the shirts and everything right there in Arkansas. So these are ready to ship right now.
We love you!
President Trump had 8 shots fired at him, killing one man, critically wounding 2 others, and grazing his ear. He immediately popped back up and said, fight, 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 which translates to never surrender, never back down, never give up. But it takes the exercise of free speech and the financial support in a fight to save our republic. And InfoWars is recognized as the tip of the spear. And right now, we are in a funding crisis and need your support. So I have a 360 win. Get this amazing Never Surrender Trump Fight, Fight, Fight shirt with the answer to 1984, 1776, and my signature on the back, a historic memento. And wear it proudly in public, and you'll probably get, it's what I've experienced, 95% love. You may have some leftists try to physically attack you as well, but it's an adventure to wear this shirt. I've been wearing it out in public, and it's been amazing. And you really see the grassroots support that President Trump has around the country, not just in red cities, red towns, and red states. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is a critical juncture for the republic, and now is the time to wear our colors loud and proud. The red, white, and blue. With President Trump raising his fist defiantly to the New World Order. Go to holdtheline.com and use promo code Alex and you get additional 10% off. By wearing this shirt in public, you raise your fist in defiance with President Trump and myself and many others, the globalist tyranny, and say, we will never surrender the New World Order. And the answer to your tyranny is 1776. We will never surrender. We will fight, fight, fight. Because the answer to 1984 is 1776. Fight. Fight. Fight.
I would rather be oppressed by the Nazis.
Thank you. Hi, everybody.
I would rather just have some Soviet commissar with his boot on my neck and just saying, do what I say or die. And it's just like, ooh, okay, I get this. This is straightforward. Yes, sir. Please don't kill me. I prefer that over whatever this is.
Push for systemic change.
I would choose straightforward, manly oppression over this preschool baby talk.
As white people, we have a lot to learn and unlearn.
Just say you'll kill me. Just do it. Whatever this pathetic vocal fry cat lady librarian bullcrap is, I don't like it.
It's for the greater good.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Delving deep into the heart of globalist plans, it's Owen Schroyer.
Why is Kamala Harris so ashamed of her Indian culture now? Why is she running from her Indian heritage and her Indian culture, where she once used to be proud of it and embrace it? Why is she ashamed of it now? Why is she running from it now? I don't understand. Why, Kamala? Why? You used to be so proud. You used to post all the images of you in the Indian garb since you were a kid. You were proud of the Indian culture and the influence of your mother and your mother's family. And now all of a sudden you're running from it. You're hiding from it. You're shying away from it. I just don't get it. You wouldn't be so shallow as to do it for politics, right? Certainly you're not that shallow to engage in performative blackness. No. Not when the idea of being black is such a sacred honor amongst liberal Democrats. Certainly we couldn't be doing something like that. That'd be offensive. That would be offensive. But look at this. So Mindy Kaling,
famous Indian American actress, had Kamala on her cooking show. And boy, Kamala didn't shy away from her proud Indian heritage when she went on that show, did she, in clip 10?
Okay, so what we're going to cook today is an Indian recipe.
Yes.
Because you are Indian.
Yes.
Okay, and I don't know that everybody knows that, but I find that wherever I go and I see Indian people at the supermarket, on the street, everyone's like, you know Kamala Harris is Indian, right? It's like our thing we're so excited about to have you running for president.
Yeah.
So we're both Indian, but actually we're both South Indian.
Yes, you look like the entire one half of my family.
Okay, thank you.
You do.
I've been telling people we're related already, so this is perfect. It's basically true. And so were you raised eating South Indian food?
South Indian food.
Have you ever seen a more phony performance than that from Kamala? Have you ever seen something as phony as that? I got to revisit this. Because I think she says yes 30 times in a row. And you can tell, like, Mindy is actually being herself and, you know, being charming and charismatic and just going with the flow. And Kamala is just forcing it. Just forcing it. Yeah, how many times do they say Indian? But look, here's the body language. Notice how Kamala is, like, wide-eyed with the fake smile and, like, leaning in and, like, leaning in, like, leaning. It's how you fake investment or interest in the conversation. It's how you fake enthusiasm for whatever it is you're trying to project to the audience. And that's what Kamala is doing the entire time. And you can see the difference there. Mindy is actually being herself, totally normal, charismatic, cool body language, and Kamala is just totally forced. Just completely performative. That's all her career has been. She is the definition of faking it till you make it. And now here we are. Watch it again. Should we count how many times they say Indian and how many times she says yes? Somebody back there, you count how many times Indian. I'm going to count how many times she says yes in this 30-second clip. I mean, folks, this woman is an embarrassment. But again, so this is 2020. She was Indian then. Kamala Harris was the Indian American that Joe Biden chose to be the vice president because the Democrats needed the Indian American vote in 2020. Well, now they need the black vote, so she's black now. It's amazing. What will she be tomorrow? All right. I'm going to count the time she says yes in a row. This is the most phony performance I've ever seen in my life from Kamala Harris. And that's saying a lot because all she does is phonyism. So watch this again. Look at this forced behavior.
Okay, so what we're going to cook today is an Indian recipe.
Yes.
Because you are Indian.
Yes.
Okay, and I don't know that everybody knows that, but I find that wherever I go and I see Indian people at the supermarket, on the street, everyone's like, you know Kamala Harris is Indian, right? It's like our thing we're so excited about to have you running for president.
Yeah.
So we're both Indian, but actually we're both South Indian.
Yes. You look like the entire one half of my family.
Okay, thank you.
You do.
I've been telling people we're related already, so this is perfect. It's basically true. And so were you raised eating South Indian food?
South Indian food.
Oh, my gosh. She says Indian 8 times. She said yes 9 times, but then it was mixed in with some okays. But we'll just say 9. So, I mean, it's just, oh, my gosh. Like, come on, Democrat. Like, can't you give us something that's not so pathetic? Can't you give us somebody who's not such a just total phony? I'd rather have Mindy Kaling running. Jeez. Yeah, I mean, exactly. Look at how fake that is. Oh, my gosh. The performative blackness. But, hey. Oh, my gosh. I mean, that... By the way, that's also what she did to Willie Brown. If you put that in slow-mo... All right, you know what? Never mind. I'll just... You get the point. But now... So, look, the truth is this is failing. That's she did the Willie Brown technique there. The truth is this is actually failing amongst black voters. And I've got the proof, folks. I've got the proof. I'm not just telling you this. This is failing amongst black voters. And we showed you some evidence yesterday. I got more today. So Mark Lamont Hill, he's a Democrat propaganda agent.
big pro-black Democrat, has worked for Democrats, and now he's having to come out and correct the record. And he says, black people have never practiced racial gatekeeping in ways that would deny the racial legitimacy of someone like Kamala Harris. And in one of his points here, he says that she self-identifies as black. She self-identifies as black. To say she's not black is absurd and absolutely not consistent with our racial logics. Folks, they're trying to play defense on this now. This performative blackness from Kamala, this she's a Asian Indian American in 2020 to now she's a black American in 2024. It's failing miserably. It's failing miserably. And so now they're having to come out and run defense. But I'm curious now. It's she self-identifies as black. So this is actually big for Kamala Harris because now she's breaking a glass ceiling. Now we are changing, and finally we're getting some consistency from the left ideologically where you can self-identify as whatever gender you want. Doesn't matter what's attached to your body. You can self-identify as any gender you choose. So now, thanks to Kamala Harris, you can self-identify as any race you choose. So that's where we're at now. So Kamala Harris is breaking glass ceilings. Finally, finally, transgender and trans race are a thing thanks to Kamala Harris. Wow. Truly a hero, I would say. Truly a hero. But she used to promote this herself. Again, so transracial Kamala Harris, when she needed the Indian American to vote, she said this in clip 12.
As the first candidate for vice president of the United States of South Asian descent.
Oh. Go ahead.
As the first candidate for vice president of the United States of South Asian descent.
Did we hear that right? I think this is great, actually. I think we add this to Kamala Harris' resume. She is transracial. So I think this actually boosts her numbers now. She might as well just come out as transracial. See, the problem is the Democrats have put so much value into race and skin color as like these different caste-protected groups that being transracial actually kind of goes against the logic because then anybody can kind of get the victimhood depending on what's the victim economy in the certain time.
This is a make it or break it moment, so I need people to connect those synapses in their brain for you to make a decision. If you don't support InfoWars, we will be shut down. And people say, well, they're constantly trying to shut you down. How are you still in the air? God. But God works through people. So we're in a paradox here where the judge says we're open for 3 more months. If we're able to get a buyer under the law, they won't be able to shut us down. I'll just work with somebody else. And that's coming. That's got to be set up. But in the meantime, if people believe the news that we're being shut down everywhere, which they tried to do and failed, by that foregone conclusion, we're shut down. And under the last federal bankruptcy manager who would not reorder product and killed all our advertising, who was positioning us to be shut down and tried to shut us down, we caught him. The judge caught him and fired him. We're almost sold out of all the products. All right? But we have a lot of great products that are still in stock, limited supplies. So I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com. And we just had a donation button. Maybe we should just do that. You're fighting for freedom in a key election, battling the globalists. We need support. But we want a long-term relationship with you. We want to be symbiotic. We want you to get great products you like, get them delivered to you quickly, and enjoy them and have them empower you and make your life better so you love them and you keep getting them. We want a relationship. So there's the InfoWars MD line that I don't talk about enough that is all the highest quality, whether it's turmeric or whether it's natural sleep aid or whether it's saw palmetto with other compounds that are great for your prostate, also great for women's breast. It affects the same type of tissues that have those hormonal fluctuations. I'm not a doctor, but I read the literature. You need to go to InfoWarsStore.com and go to the sections that have the whole line, over a dozen products, InfoWars MD. We've got Ashwagandha Gummy. Relaxes you, makes you feel really relaxed with no downer feeling. Amazing. An incredible product. Good Night Sleep. We have a lot of great sleep aids. This one's excellent. They're all different formulas. People love it. Good Night Sleep. InfoWars MD. Ashwagandha with black pepper, which relaxes you and makes you lose weight. These are all concentrates. Joint Relief Max works really well. Great pain relief. Huge bottle of it. You know, jam-packed. It's there. Joint Relief Max. InfoWars MD. Prostate Support. Already mentioned that. This is just a top formula. Super high quality. Organic. Nerve Renew. Amazing. To get your nerves, not to kill pain, but to get your nerves healthy. Nitric Boost. Vitamin Refusion about to sell out. About to sell out. Real Red Pill Plus. And something I never talk about and should talk about more, Probiotic Fiber. A super high-end product at a low price at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you all for your support.
Let me take some brain force and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Take one. I said, Joe and I will go and take a cognitive test. Now, I'd do it with her, too. I would do it with her also. You know what? She failed her law exam. She didn't pass her law exam, so maybe she wouldn't pass the cognitive test.
Mr. President, are you saying she wouldn't pass? Just to be clear.
I'm just giving you the facts.
Do you believe that Vice President Kamala Harris is only on the ticket because she is a black woman?
Well, I can say no. I think it's maybe a little bit different. So I've known her a long time indirectly, not directly, very much. And she was always of Indian heritage, and she was only promoting Indian heritage. I didn't know she was black until a number of years ago when she happened to turn black, and now she wants to be known as black. So I don't know, is she Indian or is she black?
She has always
but
identified,
you know,
as a black woman.
I respect,
she went to a historically black college.
I respect either one, but she obviously doesn't, because she was Indian all the way, and then all of a sudden she made a turn and she became a black person.
Just to be clear, sir, do
and
you
I
believe
think,
that
I think
she is
somebody a- should look into that, too, when you ask a continue in a very hostile.
Well, obviously, Donald, you just don't understand that Kamala is the first transracial presidential nominee, or soon to be. And so now Donald Trump is a transracial, anti-transracial bigot. Disgusting. But, of course, you know, Kamala was supposed to be at the National Association of Black Journalists conference, and you think she would want to be there as a black woman herself to support the black community, and she wasn't. Wow, that's rude. Very rude from Kamala. But look, all of this hype from Kamala and in particular after that rally in Atlanta, is it's not taking. It's not taking, folks, and I got more evidence of it as well. So part of me says, hey, keep going with it, Democrats. But you know, Trump is up against the same issue no matter who's on the ballot.
and it ain't the candidate. But here's a local from Atlanta explaining to people how the Democrats were actually able to fill the arena that day in clip 14.
Okay, just in case you did not know it, on yesterday, Kamala Harris had a rally in Atlanta, and it gave you like, oh, Atlanta's hype for her. Like, people are so excited for her. I know you felt it. I know you saw it. She even brought out Ratchet Megan Thee Stallion, shaking her butt, twerking for a political rally, talking about hotties for Harris. That did not turn your stomach. Like, that is pandering, like, if you've ever heard it. But, that's not the catch-em. Do not let that rally looking fool fool you, because Fulton County has been doing this for years. Before the rallies, they get busloads and they go pick up the homeless people. They offer them food, drink, and a little change to come to the rally, so the rallies will look full. Now, you got to realize she just dealt with the rally, and I want to say it was Pennsylvania, where it was less than 60 people. It was quite embarrassing for her. And so that's not going to go down in this blackity black city. Okay. It's just not going to go down. They are absolutely going to make sure that thing looks packed out. So I want you to know, that's why you only saw certain angles as well. But I want you to know, people aren't for her like that. That's why they're having to pick up homeless people. That being said, I'm going to give her this. She's not the only one. It is a very Fulton County, Atlanta thing. You can see it before all of the Democrats.
Right, so the Democrats always engage in fraud. But again, it's just more proof. And I want to be clear. The only reason why I'm covering this is because I don't want you to fall for the left-wing propaganda that, oh my gosh, Kamala Harris, groundbreaking. She's winning over the black voter. She's barnstorming now into the election. No, that's all fraud. That's all fake. Don't give them that victory. We're not up against some big, massive show of support for Kamala Harris. We're up against voter fraud, election fraud. That's what we're up against. Not some big, massive support. I see all these people, Kamala Harris is actually going to win. Look at all this support. It's fake. It's hype. Why are you falling for Democrat Party propaganda? Here's more evidence. Here's another woman who was offended by the disgusting display at the rally, clip 27.
Watching Megan Thee Stallion perform at Kamala Harris' rally was so cringe. So cringe. I got secondhand embarrassment. But this is how low they think of the black community, you know, because we don't care about policies or anything worthy of talking about. So let's bring Megan Thee Stallion and Quavo, twerk and be degenerate, and that's how they're going to earn our vote, right? So pathetic. And the code switching, what are you? You're from the South now? You speak Ebonics now, Kamala? Really? She's so disingenuous. How do you guys not see this? How do you not see this? She's never talked to her black father. She's been Indian her entire life. But she's black, you know, when she wants to earn the black vote. That's it. I bet you whenever she goes back home to her white husband and her white kids, she does not listen to Megan Thee Stallion or Quavo. I bet you this.
Okay. How about some more response here? Here's a father talking about the aftermath from the Kamala rally in clip 16.
Kamala Harris is not an encouragement to my two black daughters. Kamala Harris is an embarrassment to the black community. Because one, she's not black. Two, how come yesterday in her Atlanta rally, she had to show a rapper who talks about sex, who shakes ass all over the place? Yeah. Why did you have that there, Kamala? Why couldn't you just have black, intelligent women? I may disagree with politically, but just have them there to speak, to show black girls they don't have to shake their ass and sleep with somebody to get to the top. Oh, that's right, because you shook your ass and slept with men to get to the top. That's what you did, Kamala Harris. So, of course, your campaign gonna be women like that. You're no encouragement to black girls. You're not an encouragement.
You know, there's other issues we'll get into in the next hour that you're gonna beat Kamala on the issues. There might be a level of, oh, look at the transracial garbage. There might be a level of, look at how cringe she is. But there's certain policies, I think, that we can force into the conversation that are really going to hurt her. And so we'll have some of that coming up in the next hour. But it all ties in, again, whether it's Kamala Harris, whatever, whoever they put on the donkey, whoever rides in on that ass of the Democrat Party, the donkey, the logo, the jackass, whoever rides in onto the ballot, it's the same thing. And we brought a lot of these videos to the show today as well. We're going to play in the second hour. A little flashback from 2020 where they're delivering ballots at 3:30 in the morning, all for Joe Biden in five different states, where they're stuffing ballots into drop boxes by the hundreds. And even in Philadelphia, they're so bold in Philadelphia, they block the windows so you can't see inside. And then they just send people down to the basement to count all the illegal ballots, thinking it's in secret. And then they get caught on camera and they act like, oh, I don't know what this is. I've never seen these things before. And they wear gloves when they do it because they don't want to leave fingerprints. Yeah. So that's what we're up against. And now a new video showing how Democrats are registering non-citizens that come across the border. That's what we're up against. But I also think it's important to show how unpopular Kamala is. Because really, it'll be less convincing if they steal it and it's well known how unpopular she is. So that's, I think, why it's important to show the lack of support and lack of popularity that they're trying to fake so badly right now. So we're going to have more of that coming up in the second hour with our in-guest studio, Damani Felder. And I'm sure he's got plenty to say on this as well, as he's doing his own coverage. Now, folks, remember, Donald Trump probably was supposed to be dead. We were not even supposed to be on air. We're not even supposed to be on air today. But here we are every day, by the grace of God, on air. So we're trying to stay on air as long as possible. And it's thanks to your support at InfoWarsStore.com that we're on the air. And I mean, there's a lot of different things I could explain here about how big of a blessing it is specifically for this show to be on air. But the point is, when you shop at InfoWarsStore.com, you keep this mothership of communications, of truth in orbit. And we make it easy with great products at InfoWarsStore.com. The Save InfoWars Mega Sale is live now. So if you like this show and you want to keep it on air, go to InfoWarsStore.com and do something for your cardiovascular health. And get Nitric Boost. Get Nitric Boost 40% off right now. It's for your own cardiovascular health, and you support us by keeping us on air.
There are a lot of amazing green drinks out there, and the amount of evidence is just massive of how good they are for our whole bodies, but especially our guts. Our immune systems, our vitality, it's so important, but not all of them are made equal. I couldn't operate in the last 10 years without my morning green drink. And I'm telling you, folks, when I started trying this product just about 6 months ago, it was game-changing. It was so much more powerful than any of the products I'd used before. Optimal Human is hands down the best concentrated green drink out there on the market. And we're so excited to be partnering with them to bring it to you discounted with 25% off when you follow this particular link. And it's so simple. You go to optimalhuman.com/Alex. And by just going to that link, no promo code has to be put in, nothing. You get 25% off right off the top by going there. Now, it would take me 20 minutes to tell you everything about this amazing product, but you need to go read about it for yourself. And this is what I call a total 360 win. It's the highest quality, it's a great price, and it supports the InfoWar. OptimalHuman.com/Alex, 25% off right off the top, and it funds the InfoWar and empowers your body, your stamina, your energy, your health. For yourself and your family, I hope you try Optimal Human now by going to OptimalHuman.com/Alex and supporting the InfoWar. So there's the InfoWars MD line that I don't talk about enough that is all the highest quality, whether it's turmeric or whether it's natural sleep aid or whether it's saw palmetto with other compounds that are great for your prostate, also great for women's breast. It affects the same type of tissues that have those hormonal fluctuations. I'm not a doctor, but I read the literature. You need to go to InfoWarsStore.com and go to the sections that have the whole line, over a dozen products, InfoWars MD.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.